What we do is find creative ways to attack powerful evildoers and help expose them to a larger public, expose what the evildoers are doing to a larger public than would ordinarily read about them. Basically, we try to appeal to journalists. We try to make these funny stories that give journalists an excuse to talk about important things that they might not be able to talk about otherwise, that people don't hear about so much. And so we use whatever creative techniques we can think of, whatever deviousness, to highlight those issues.
Who are some of these evildoers?
Well, we focused on the World Trade Organization for a number of years because they make the rules of global commerce. We've also focused on a lot of the big companies that are behind climate change and a lot of the big government entities that aren't doing anything about it. So we went after Halliburton, Exxon, the U.S. federal government, and others. One way we've done numerous times is impersonate the big corporation or the big evildoer we're trying to highlight and get ourselves invited to a big conference as a representative of that corporation.
Do you have a lot more people who take you seriously than who dismiss you?
Yeah. I mean, in these conferences, you know, we get ourselves on the roster and we get ourselves invited and on the program as these important people from Exxon or Halliburton or the WTO. And so people come prepared to respect whoever's up there and they don't question that. And that's okay. I mean, you know, that's why we can enjoy plays. We can suspend our disbelief. We can believe whatever we're presented. And that's a great human capacity to just believe things. And but then to not object morally when this powerful person starts talking about shocking workers in foreign factories or, you know, turning people into fuel. You have to go that far to get a reaction. And yeah, that is scary.
How did you and Mike get started doing this to begin with?
The first time we went to a conference was an accident. There were tens of thousands of activists headed to Seattle in 1999 to protest the World Trade Organization. They ended up shutting it down. We couldn't go, but we wanted to do something because we felt like, wow, there's something really important happening there. We participated remotely by setting up a fake World Trade Organization website, making fun of it. Looked just like the real thing, but it had really funny versions of what the WTO is really about, satirical versions. We started getting a lot of email intended for the WTO, including invitations to conferences. It's exhausting and a lot of work to do these projects. It takes a lot out of you, but I find that students are just itching for a chance to actually make a difference. There's a lot of hopelessness. There's a feeling that nothing's ever going to change. And that feeling of hopelessness is, I think, going away now with what's happening in the world.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been hopeless at all about changing things. You know, things do change. And even if you can't see it, things are changing if people are pushing. But now I think everybody can see that.
Andy Bicklebaum is one of the Yes Men. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.